our akhirah, our hereafter, the life of the hereafter, our deen, our iman, all of success and goodness that is there is based on one thing. It is based and hinged on one thing, and that is obedience to the sunnah, imitation of the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole deen of Islam, the whole akhirah, the whole world, everything, if we look at this world, the hereafter, our whole deen and our success in the hereafter is based on one factor. And if a person does not imitate, obey and practice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, then there's no success. But if a person continues to obey and imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, his deen is kamil and complete. As the sunnah starts to become weak, as the ittiba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts to become weak, then deen starts to become weak. His religion, his practice starts to become weak. The whole of success of this world and the hereafter, everything hinges upon, is based upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when a person starts to neglect this, reduce his practice in this, deviate from this, then he earns Allah Ta'ala's displeasure and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this generation, the biggest loss, the gap, you could say, because as time passes, the generation gets worse. And the worst of times and generations is where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah will disappear. Will disappear. And this will be the major sign of that time. And the result of this will be Allah's adab and difficulties and problems. At that time, the ummah will have left the sunnah of Rasulullah. Man raghaba an sunnati falaysa minni. The Prophet ﷺ said himself that when you detach yourself from my sunnah, when you leave my sunnah, then you have no link with me. Falaysa minni. فَلَيْسَ مِنِي. You have no link, you have no connection with me. Between me and you, there's a connection, said the Prophet ﷺ, and that stays strong, that connection and that nisbat is strong if you practice on my sunnah, on my practice. Now, practicing the sunnah isn't just this, that we pray salah, we do wudu correctly, or we wear the libas correctly. Sunnah means that deen and dunya, our practice of deen and dunya in every sector, the sunnah is there. Ma'amalat, ma'asharat, home, outside, tijarat, business, dealings with the public, etc. There will be no barakah if that action is against the sunnah. There will be no barakah in that home. There will be no barakah in that business and that buying and selling. Despite blessings, more problems and issues will come from Allah Ta'ala. If temporarily we see some benefit or we get some progression, advancement, then that's istidraj. That's a mirage. Rather, that's an image of adab. Because Allah Ta'ala doesn't want that person to realize that he should do tawbah. He thinks I'm happy, that without the sunnah I'm living my life and maal is coming and wealth is coming, everything is there. So that's called istidraj. And this is also one form of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if somebody is displeased severely, then Allah ta'ala says that no light will be shed on him to give him guidance, and he'll think, I'm totally fine. That there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. So all of the success, my friends, of this world, this life and hereafter is based on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. When a person leaves ittiba, when a person leaves the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice, then destruction will come. There was a clash. Once it was the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was Amir, and there were generals at that time. There were many great personalities involved there, and there was a battle with the opposition, and a month passed and victory wasn't coming. Victory wasn't coming, and the companions were a little bit concerned. They tried different tactics. Success was coming, and the opposition's there, and the Sahaba there, and there's no sort of forward advancement, no method that could give them the success at that time. Then Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, who was the Amir of that group, sent a letter back to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir, that we've tried everything, we can't understand what is lacking. There's a gap. There's something not. Something's missing. We're not getting the victory over the opposition. There's no victory. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu didn't say that there's some numbers that you don't have, or you don't have the weapons, or you don't know how to fight, or you should do this and that. SubhanAllah, look at the iman of the Sahaba. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that what I understand is one thing lacking here is that definitely you are missing a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your actions. Definitely in your daily practice, in your daily actions, you are missing a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and due to which Allah ta'ala has removed victory from you. So then this message came. Imagine the sunnah, what they must have been discussing, and then the generals, the sahaba, they did mashura. They said, yes, there is one sunnah that's missing. There was one sunnah that was being neglected, and in front of us, there's no value of this. But every sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is great. Yes, there's no sunnah that is a minor or small or not important. If you're making a relationship with the Holy Prophet, then how can we say that his sunnah is a minor? With which mouth can we say, with which statement can we say that his sunnah is a minor? So when they viewed this, they were people who prayed tahajjud, did dhikr, adhkar, Quran was in their chest, they did sujood, tahajjud. Was there anything lacking from their lives? They used to fast, they were pious, everything. But there was one sunnah that was being neglected, that was the sunnah of the miswak, the toothstick. SubhanAllah, explain this to them. Yes, miswak, one sunnah. And they said, what we realize is that everything else is functioning, what we understand. But we are now being negligent, lazy on the sunnah of the miswak. And then the whole army was called, that the person, every sahabi here, everyone who is part of this group, used the miswak. And the marshal, every soldier, every sahabi, they climbed onto the trees and they broke off the branches and they pulled out the miswak. And when the opposition saw this, what are the sahaba doing? Then in their mind, suddenly shaitan made a thought. They're sharpening their teeth. Now they're going to come and bite us or consume us raw. It's because Allah Ta'ala instills the fear. So subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala can give sometimes awe or fear. Sometimes a person can be nothing. But when his awe and fear grips other people, then anything can occur. So the opposition runs away. So much awe and overcame the opposition that the first time when the sahaba showed that they were sharpening the miswak, that the opposition, they ran away and the sahaba kiram were victorious. They overran the opposition. So great is the effect of one sunnah on our problems, difficulties, issues. We look for solutions, but we never think that our life, how many sunnahs of the Holy Prophet are we neglecting? We don't sleep in the way of the sunnah, we don't go home in the way of the sunnah, we don't sit in the way of the sunnah, our appearance is in the way of the sunnah, our libas is in the way of the sunnah. And we just say that we are successful, or we will be successful. Brothers, those salah will not be successful, those actions will not be successful. Who will accept our deeds? Allah. So Allah's Habib said that I have no link with that person. فَلَيْسَ مِنِي, he's not from me. Whoever leaves my sunnah, مَنْ رَغَبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي, whoever leaves my sunnah is not from me. So we take a branch that is attached to a tree. What is the value of that? And a person just breaks it off, throws it away, it dries up, it shrivels up. But when its nisbat connection is with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it becomes a miswak. That branch, that twig, that little bit of the bark of the tree becomes a miswak. This is a hadith of Sayyid Bukhari. The value of the miswak. There are three hadith I will share with you in my mind are coming. Three hadith. And there are many hadith about the miswak. There are many fadail virtues about the miswak. There's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, authentic, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the miswak, the toothstick, this is the mu'jiba rizai haq. This is the means, this is the door to the pleasure of Allah. SubhanAllah, so when a person uses miswak, then Allah subhanAllah, what does he attain? That person, he attains the radha of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. Allah, Allah becomes pleased with that person. Say subhanAllah, that such a great action that a mu'min's life, the objective of mu'min's life is to please Allah. We want to please Allah from our salah, fasting, from hajj, from recitation of the Quran, from uloom, knowledge, hadith. All of these are the means to Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. So here, what is the guarantee we're getting? That if miswak is such a great practice, it's a nisbat, the connection with the Holy Prophet ﷺ sunnah. So if we utilize the miswak, then it is the door, that action is opening the door to Allah's pleasure. Allah becomes pleased with that person. So alhamdulillah, what a great, great ni'mah there is in this. Rather, there's a hadith from Bayhaqi, I think. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the action of miswak, that after iman, the biggest ibad after iman, the greatest action is salah. Isn't it? After worship, action is salah. After iman, after bringing about iman, the greatest action is salah. And the person whose salah is good, then his akhirah will be good. His qabr, his grave will be fruitful. So the life in the grave will be fruitful. So salah is the first thing that will be asked about. So after the pleasure of Allah, the ibadah that comes in, the greatest ibadah is salah. What is the effect of miswak on salah? The effect of miswak on our salah is that if you do miswak and pray salah, your salah is elevated 70 times over. 70 times greater. Yani accepted. SubhanAllah. And the thawab, how the thawab, the reward multiplies when you use miswak in advance. Now we We need to see here is in our ummah. Look at the hal. How much do we use the miswak? How can we succeed? How can we be successful? How can Allah be happy with us? This is one sunnah that we've neglected severely. Our whole life should be based on the sunnah, shouldn't it? Something to think about, my friends. In other words, look, we just need to look at our lives. What's our objective? What are we here for? What are we doing? This is not some culture or some tradition that just follow your own ways and Islam is whatever you think it is the best and whatever is easy for you will do that and I'll do what I feel like. That becomes a habit then, doesn't it? Deen equals the way of life that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Whether I like it or not. Whether people laugh at me or not. Whether people frown at me or not. Whether I have to make struggles. But Allah Ta'ala says that this is my choice, my preference. But if we start to practice the deen according to our own preference and likings, then that becomes the deen of our desires. That's not deen. So, radai haq, in other words, miswak, opens the door to Allah's pleasure. And number two, he elevates salah 70 times. And third, radai haq is a great stage. And then the ibadah, salah, 70 times over. And then maut, a person who is habitual in using miswak, alhamdulillah, then there's a guarantee that comes that when he departs from this world, the person who uses miswak regularly, he will depart this world reciting the kalam. In other words, he will die in the state of iman. So brothers, will we use miswak? Always we should have it in our pockets. And this is the tool of the mu'min. Whether we have nothing else in our pocket, even if there's not even no pens in your pocket, but use the miswak and put it in your pockets. Such a valuable action, my friends, that there are paths and ways to attain Allah Ta'ala's rida. We should grab hold of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure by practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah. No sunnah should we leave or discard. There's so much fadilah, so many virtues that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, and this is in Musnad Ahmad, I think, this hadith, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the fazilah, the virtues, the importance of this action is so much that my heart feels, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my heart feels that I, looking at the importance and the essentiality and the really significant factor of using miswak, Rasulullah said, considering all of these factors, that I feel as if this miswak should be wajib. Really, it should be compulsory for ummah. But I don't want to put burden on my ummah. I should make this wajib, but I'm afraid that if I make this wajib for my ummah, that will become difficult for them. So use this. I use this myself, and I'm telling you the benefits. So Rasulullah was rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to the universe. He didn't want to give difficulty, but he explained the benefits. The person who has wisdom and a brain will not waste this opportunity because there are many benefits. So my friends, this is a great action. Allah Ta'ala. And yes, another hadith I have to remember, subhanallah, Rasulullah stated that Jibreel alayhi salam has explained the importance of miswak many times over, that I feel in my heart that I do miswak, and I make my mouth moist, and I use the miswak so much on my mouth, even if it becomes rough due to the usage. But for example, if we don't have miswak in our homes, we don't use this miswak, there are 18 opportunities to use miswak. 18 times or opportunities daily where we can use miswak, mustahib and sunnah. Yes, we shouldn't leave this. Now, if I go into those 18 opportunities and times, then it'll take a lot of time. You will hear this from the ulema, the respected scholars. Salah comes in here. Other occasions, but 3 times I will tell you when we should use miswak. 3. Yes, I am from amongst those who need to do this. And these are important moments when we should use miswak, and we should not miss out using miswak. And these are times when we are lazy and negligent. And maybe it's only a few people do miswak at those times. Those 18 moments in the day, mustahib and sunnah, I have selected 3 of those moments. We forget those. That's why I'm presenting them at your service. Because we become lazy or forgetful. Because something that's very important, then shaitan will make us forget those things. Because this is the work of shaitan. That, oh, don't give benefit to this person. Shaitan's work is to make us forget. But the ulama ikram, the respectful scholars, their work is to revive us. To revive us in practicing the deen. Alhamdulillah, they make us awake and they take shaitan away from us. There are 3 moments that we should be very careful. May Allah give me the tawfiq and give you the tawfiq. Because these are moments when we are lazy in the jahaz. Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala has stated, and this is the hadith. I think it's a hadith in Bukhari, Sayyid Bukhari, that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he would enter into the home, then first he would do nothing else. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first would do miswak when he would enter into the house. And there's a lot written about this. This is not a minor thing. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his one sunnah, one hadith. There's so much commentary on this that books upon volumes can be written about this. I'll tell you the truth here. That books upon volumes can be written about this. What was the hikmah here of the Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he's given the lesson to the ummah, his nation, that whenever a person gets home, and I have yakin, maybe very few people do this, and we are at a big loss from this action. The reason for this is that when a person is outside, and when he comes into the home, then thousands of worries and issues on his mind revolving around in his brain, and then all the mahal outside, jinnat, and all of the negative forces outside, and they come with him home to destroy his home. This is our spiritual situation when we come inside the home. We cannot see this, but the hadith maps out this sketch, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ has told us this, isn't it? So, now all of these things, when a person comes home with a distress and problems, worries of the world, and shaitan and jinn, then he cannot break these forces down. And then we will be, you can say, in a very risky position. But Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will tell you such a solution, that all of the problems and issues that you take home with you, but when you enter into the house, you will have sukoon and peace. If you do one action, that do miswak first when you enter into the home. Subhanallah. What a great protection for the mu'mineen. Alhamdulillah. And you get such peace and contentment after you come home, that many things that were giving you problems in your mind, and giving you difficulties, that create fights and quarrels in the home, as soon as you get home, then alhamdulillah, suddenly they are washed away, just like water washes away dirt. As soon as a person does miswak, then a freshness comes into the mind. There are many sifat and qualities, more than 100 qualities, sifat, characteristics of the miswak that our scholars, our respectful scholars have mentioned. This is like a magic. This wooden stick is magic. It plays miracles. It performs miracles. So we have to make a solid intention that when we go home, the first action we do, don't speak to anyone, don't say anything to anyone, straight away go and do miswak. Is this not deen? This is our protection for the akhirah, for the dunya. And then, one is the cure for us. Yes, this will be benefit for us. On top of that, alhamdulillah, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, we will revive this, and we will get the reward of 100 shaheed for each sunnah that we revive. Look at the thawab, 100 shaheed thawab. And the second action, second moment when we should do miswak during the day, the second moment is a great moment indeed. And that is the time for sleeping. When an individual goes to sleep, then he's going, you can say, to die. He's going to die. He says this in the dua, that Allah, it's your choice if you make me wake up again, but I've come to you now, and this sleep is a death. And he says this, that Allah, I'm about to die, because maut, death and sleeping, they have the same characteristics. When you're asleep, are you awake? No. Anyone can push you, a fly comes, sits on you, a thief, bandit comes, and you're snoring, you're not conscious. And death is the same. When a person dies, he's not conscious. He doesn't know what's happening around him. And the angels, they come to him in the grave, come on, get up, wake up, now we have to account for your deeds. Or you have to come for your deeds. So when we go to sleep in the night in the bed, Allah has given us a practice every day in the night. Maut, a person sees, look, I've died. I'm going to die when I sleep. So at that time, the Holy Prophet ﷺ taught us that when you're about to die, every night when you sleep, the Nabi ﷺ said that this is your final time in the day, that when you're ready to go to bed, and when this is a small grave of the bed that you go to when you lie down, be careful before you go to your bed and you retire for the night, then this is the sift, the quality of the miswak. The person who does miswak, then definitely he will be forgiven and he will stay in the iman state. So before we go to sleep, that what do? We do teeth brush, fine, use the toothbrush and the toothpaste, but we do this. But the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, the same wooden stick, take that, and the Prophet ﷺ action we should imitate, and we wipe that over our teeth, and then we will get the benefit. There's a tariqah, there are adab, there are manners and ways, and if we don't use the adab, then there are punishments and disease and illnesses if we don't use the toothstick miswak in the right way. And there's a way of standing it up and lying it down. How should we use the miswak? How should we hold the miswak? There's a tariqah. How should we start with the miswak? There's a tariqah. How should we start with it? And for example, there's a history of the miswak and how to utilize it according to the practice of the Prophet. How to hold it in the hand, how to stand it up, to lie it down, how to wipe it over the teeth. And before we sleep, we should use the miswak. And then so when we enter the house, second, before we sleep, and the third moment to use the miswak is when a person goes to his wife. Subhanallah. And when he goes to sleep with his wife, then what should he do before that time, before implementing that action, before going to his wife? He should do miswak. Yes. And in this, there's a lot of protection and benefits. When a person goes to his wife, then a generation will be born, offspring will come, a boy or a girl, children, inshallah, will result from the cohabitation, from the meeting of the husband and wife. But at that time, there's shaitan and jinn. They're trying to do their work so that they can inject negativities into the offspring, into the children, so that there could be a defect. So they attack that moment. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the greatest protector at that time, before you go to your wife, what should a man do? He should do the miswak. He should use the miswak. So this benefit will go far and very long into the history, into the future. So my brothers, this is a great sunnah. We will again speak about this in the future, and we will hear about the detail of the miswak in detail and other fadail and virtues. And when these come to my mind, to this fakir's mind again, we'll discuss this again. But we spoke this today, so we can do amal on this from today. We should try to do amal on these points. At salat time, definitely we have to do this. And these three moments that I've explained, these are very valuable, and we should keep the miswak in our hands at those times. And then shaitan will call us. He'll call us that, for example, when we're in a rush, and he will make us forget. He will make us forget. He'll call us. So before we sleep, do the miswak. Before you go to the wife, miswak. On entering the home, use the miswak. Become solid in this practice and regular. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and you all as well. Ameen.